Good afternoon, and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, it's time for a commentary, and this one's entitled Doomsayer's Delight, dated this 18th day of August of the year 2017. Now, obviously, the title relates to the fast-approaching solar eclipse that's coming upon us in just 3 days' time. And, of course, this brings out the best for most of those who lean toward the apocalyptic side of things. Now, as we have found throughout history, any time there is a heavenly event such as comets and asteroids or eclipses, or certain number combinations or soothsayers and latter-day prophets of various religious cults, etc., etc., these are the times when the doomsday theories flood the information outlets en masse. Now, this eclipse is no exception. And just like previous events, this eclipse, along with the wars and rumors of late, have spurred an onslaught of hoarding, investing in survival shelters, and of course cults running off into the hinterlands. Now, it's no different than the many past events that have caused widespread hysteria of varying sorts. Now, just for fun, I want to share just a few of those moments, and hopefully you will find them as entertaining as I have. Now, here we go. 500 AD starts. A Roman priest in the 2nd century predicted that Christ would return in AD 500 based upon the dimensions of Noah's Ark. Now, let's skip to 1000 AD. Now, this year goes down as one of the most heightened periods of hysteria over the return of Christ. All members of society seemed affected by the prediction that Jesus was coming back at the start of the new millennium. None of the events required by the Bible were transpiring at the time. The prophecies weren't around. But the magic number was 1000. It was the sole reason for the expectations. Now, during the concluding months of 999 AD, everyone was on their best behavior. Worldly goods were sold and given to the poor. Swarms of pilgrims headed east to meet the Lord in Jerusalem. Buildings were unrepaired and crops were left unplanted, and criminals were set free from jails. And when the year 999 AD turned into 1000 AD, nothing happened. Moving to 1033, or 1033 AD, this year was cited as the beginning of the millennium because it marked 1,000 years since Christ's crucifixion. Okay, let's skip a few hundred. AD 1809. Mary Bateman, who specialized in fortune-telling, had a magic chicken that laid eggs with end-time messages on them. I'm not kidding. Now, one message said that Christ was coming. The uproar she created ended with an unannounced visitor that caught her forcing an egg into the hen's oviduct. Mary later was hanged for poisoning a wealthy client. Now, history does not record whether the offended can attend the hanging. Okay. AD 1843 and 1844. William Miller was the founder of an end times movement that was so prominent that it received its own name, Millerism. Now, from his studies of the Bible, Miller determined that the second coming would happen sometime between 1843 and 1844. A spectacular meteor shower in 1833 gave the movement a great push forward. The buildup of anticipation continued until March 21st of 1844, when Miller's one-year timetable ran out. Now, some followers set another date, October 22nd of 1844. This too failed, and the movement collapsed. Moving to 1910, the revisit of Halley's Comet obviously set off many a flame with end-time speculation. And then in 1914, Charles Russell, after being exposed to the teachings of the Millerites and William Miller from the early 1800s, founded his own organization that evolved into the Jehovah's Witnesses. And he said that 1914 predicted the return of Jesus Christ. Didn't happen. Then in 1918, new math didn't help the Witnesses from striking out again. AD 1925, the Witnesses had no better luck in this year. They already possessed the title of most wrong predictions. They would expand upon it in the years to come. Let's move to 1941. Once again, Jehovah's Witnesses believed that Armageddon was due before the end of 1941, that the end of all things was predicted. Well, obviously it failed. AD 1967, when the city of Jerusalem was reclaimed by the Jews, prophecy watchers declared that the time of the Gentiles had come to the end. Moving ahead to 1975, the Jehovah's Witnesses were back at it in this year. Now, the failure of this forecast, along with all the others, basically had no effect on the growth of this movement. The Watchtower magazine a major witness periodical, has millions and millions of subscribers. It's amazing. 1984. Now, once again, the JW has missed another return date, thus setting a record of a total of 9 misses up to this point since 1914. Now, this time they claimed that was the end of it all, and that they were getting out of the predictions business. They were tired of it, and they were sorry they were missing it so much. I think they'll be back. In AD 1988, the book, 88 Reasons Why the Rapture is in 1988, came out only a few months before the event was to take place. The specific dates were September 11, 12, and 13, and the book generated massive excitement, even involving whole churches. But once again, the dates came and went. So, the author, Edgar Wisenant, came out with a new book called 89 Reasons Why the Rapture is in 1989. Although this book sold and caused only a fraction of the previous one, and needless to say, he missed again. AD 1994, Harold Camping, in his book Are You Ready?, predicted the Lord would return in September of 1994. The book was full of numerology that added up to 1994. Whoops. AD 1994 also, they're back. After promising they would not make any more end-time predictions, the Jehovah's Witnesses fell off the wagon and proclaimed 1994 as the conclusion of the 80-year generation, the year 1994 being the starting period. They of course, started in 1914, so if you take that, that's 80 years. AD 1998, numerology. Because 666 times 3 equals 1998, some folks point to this year as being prophetically significant. There we go with numbers. AD 2000, boy, this is a big one. The names of the people and organizations that are called for the return of Christ at the turn of this century is too long to even begin to list here. Like AD 1000, the conclusion of the millennium or 1,000-year cycle set many off the deep end. Also, others said that these 2,000 years tied with the previous 4,000 years from Adam up until Christ added up to a total of 6,000 years. All that could be left then would be the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, right? Hence, 7,000 years and the conclusion. AD 2011 through 2018. Now, for the past several decades, Jack Van Impe has hinted at nearly every year being the year of the rapture. Now, his math for this 7-year stretch between 2011 and 2018, he uses 51 years as the length of a generation. Now, if you add 51 years to 1967, the year Israel recaptured Jerusalem, you get 2018. Once you subtract the 7-year tribulation period, you arrive at 2011. Missed again, Jack. AD 2012, this was a pretty big one. The New Age writers cited Mayan, or however you pronounce it, and Aztec calendars that predicted the end of the age on December 21st, 2012. As per most, it generated a lot of attention. Okay, AD 2016. This was last year. We saw blood moons and shemitahs and Jewish calendar events. It was a wild time, and once again drew much attention from across the globe. And finally, AD 2060, Sir Isaac Newton, Britain's greatest scientist, spent some 50 years and wrote 4,500 pages trying to predict when the end of the world was coming. And the most definitive date he set for the apocalypse, it was written on a scrap of paper, and it was 2060. Wow. Well, you know, there's plenty of history for now, but probably a little too much, but I must tell that there are so many more, thousands more I could share, but you get the point. Now, this year's eclipse will certainly make the list. Now, already there are many predictions and prognostications surrounding it. Now, I've tried to sort through most all I couldn't find, and of all of them, this is the one that caught my attention the most. Now, a very credible group of Jewish rabbis are saying this eclipse signals the end of an era for America. In short, they are basing this warning on the premise that the eclipse will end just a few hours before the start of the Hebrew month of Elul, which begins, initiating a 40-day period of repentance, culminating in a holy day of Yom Kippur. This is August 21st, the day of the eclipse, till September 29th. Dusk that evening is the start of Yom Kippur, the most somber day of the Jewish calendar, when tradition holds that God completes his judgments of the world and closes the book of life. End quote. Wow. You know, what really makes me pay a close attention to this is the fact that these particular rabbis have a scary accuracy record. And they went on to say this, and I quote, "This is the end of an era for America. The righteous Christians still have salvation within America, and they are getting a wake-up call that they are about to go through a very difficult time." Now, ordinarily, I wouldn't put my stock in this stuff, but with the way the country is divided right now, just look at it. I've never seen such division as I'm witnessing right now. It's evolved into hatred in its purest form. And you add that to the complete moral collapse and the lukewarm condition of the churches and their leaders, and the continuing onslaught of the complete removal of God from our society, just how much longer will God put up with this country? Now here's what we do know for sure, people. No one, other than the Father, knows the exact time of our Lord's return, no matter what anybody tells you. Scripture says in Matthew 24, verse 36, and these are red letters, this is Jesus speaking, "About that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." And then in verse 42 of the same chapter, it says, quote, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come," end quote. Now, I would think that these scriptures make it very clear that none of us will know for sure until the trumpet blows. But we are to be watchful, as we will know the season of his return, simply because of the prophesied events that are taking place all around us. Now, from my perspective as a watchman of these prophecies, we are on the doorstep of his coming kingdom. Now, all I can say is hallelujah. Finally, be expectant, but never afraid. Be hopeful in a darkening world, because you know your final destination. And all this craziness is just a temporary step in the eternal scheme of things. And I pray blessings and peace to each of you as we draw ever nearer. Amen. And until next time, this is Rick. Ha!